Thank you.
City Commissioner Daniel Shane, West of Shore Falls. Okay, Commissioner. Continuing, on a rechitza on Yom Kippur. And let's take a look. Here. Let's take a look in the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov. Take a look on page 11. Yeshuas Yaakov was one of the Gedolei Achronim. Yeshuas Yaakov is a perush on the Shulchan Aruch. So if you look here on page 12, on the left side of Osir Lirchot, it's a Sif Katan Aleph. I am betash because of the osur lirchot lavir at Zazuam. Right? We had a machlokis, remember, between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Because if you have some mud on your hand and you need to wash it off, so you can wash it off. But if it's, say, it's not mud, it's just sweat, zuama, right? And you want to wipe it off. So we said that the Taz says you're not allowed to do it. But the Magen Avraham permitted it, right? Avraham says you could wash off the sweat, right? And the Taz says no. So I am attached because of the Osher Lirchot Lavi Azuzuma. K'mo Basicha. In other words, but when it comes to water, in other words, you perspired. So the Magen Avraham says so you can wash it off because it's not Shaltanuk. In other words, the Het is not only for mud, it's even for perspiration. And the Taz argued with that. And the Taz said that washing it off is only permissible for like something visible, like mud or something like that. But if it's just perspiration, then you can't. And the Magen Avraham permitted it. So I'm the Taz, because of those lichot lavir azuma, k'moshu besicha. That was if you're taking, you're anointing yourself with oil or something like that. So everyone agrees that you can't, even if it's only to get rid of perspiration, because that's more of a tanuk. In other words, whenever you put something like oils and things like that on your body, that's you're going to have pleasure, even if it's only lavir azuma. So sicha is also. Even if it's lavazir hazuma and water, like a shower, that's a machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Osul chaz lavir hazum, kamo besicha, dosul afisha, osul lavir hazum. Omna, ma Magen Avraham, come on. Ahad asrin, losu chaguf, afil lavir hazum, kosov daf, merchitza mutter, sicha avi, tanuk tfe. Mashin, merchitza mutter. Good. Vine, kamonas nivre, arav nire, the beemes eno osur. Rak rechitza v'sichel shatanuk. Right? In other words, the iser of rechitza and sicha is only shatanuk. Sh'osu la'avir azum alavad mutar. El d'lechora came in the mikol mokam hanom emeil ka'asi hayalonu la'esor. In other words, l'chora, like Harav Noler, what you said, you feel like gross, the gross prat. So, but lamaisa, so you can get rid of the gross kite. Well, the schmutz, the perspiration. But lamaisa, at the end of the day, you're getting what? You're getting pleasure. Right? If you're perspired, right? So you feel gross. And then you take a shower. So lamaisa, even though you're getting rid of the gross, you feel good in the end, right? Even if it's a minute shower, at the end, so the hanah is memela kasi, so it should be aser. So it could be that's why the taz, even so the taz says taket is aser. Lavir azuma is aser. In other words, I feel good if I have a piece of mud on my hand and I wash it off, so I can feel good also. But when you perspire, you feel good. So what's the idea? The hana is in memela, so it should be aser. So it's lower the mutter. Why? So why is it mutter? Mishum davar she'einu miskaven the mutter. Whereas, what? Right. Right, in other words, it's a davar she'einu miskaven. Rechitza aspect. In other words, when you are perspired, and then you take a shower. So according to the Magen Avraham, that's mutter. Even on Yom Kippur, Mikra Hadin. And according to the, even though we usually don't do that, you know, we don't take showers on Yom Kippur usually. But strictly, Mikra Hadin, it should be okay, according to the Magen Avraham. According to the Taz, it's also, right? So what's the heter according to the Magen Avraham? The answer is you're not meschaving. But isn't it what? A psikreshe? Is it a psikreshe? Because you know at the end of the day, even though you're not, what you want to get rid of the grossness, but you're going to feel good at the end. It always happens. Whenever you take a shower afterwards, you feel good. You feel good. So what's the heter then? What's the heter? Isn't that considered hanah? So the answer is, he says an unbelievable thing. The Ran says an unbelievable thing. That it comes to an Isser Hanah, because L'chor, what is that called? What's the din of Dov Sheinu Miskaven? The halach is like this. I'm not allowed to make a furrow. I can't dig on Shabbos, right? What if I want to talk to you? So you're sitting over there, so I pull my chair over, right? And it makes a furrow. So if it's for sure going to make a furrow, that's awesome. But if it's not for sure, that's called what? Adav Hashem Skavin, it's mutter, even though it might make a furrow. But if for sure it will make a furrow, even though I'm not mechavin for that, I don't care about the furrow, that's called psikreshen. Psikreshen means that for sure it's going to happen. Right? So that psikreshen is also. So the Ran Shita is that psikreshen does not apply to an Isser Hanah. Because when you're not allowed to get benefit from something, it's only usser if, like Rav Harari just said, Rav Shechter mentioned, Rav Chanan has it, when you're mechaving to get the hanah. But if the hanah comes, by accident, so to speak, in other words, I need to walk down the street. Because I need to get someplace. And why am I getting... And there's a question. What if I smell something that's also b'hanah? Right, it's Pesach, and I smell... So this is a whole discussion. So he says... Let me give you an example. Let's take a look. So you can understand this. A fascinating Gemara. What daf? I'll show you the Gemara. Fascinating Gemara. I want to show you. No, I want to show you. Where is it? One second. Take a look at page 3. Psachim Chavav Amid Beis. Mochrei Ksus. Say, for example, you are a salesman. You're a salesman. And you sell different things. So the way those sales, you're a clothing salesman. You're a clothing salesman. And what do you want to sell? Clothes. And some of them are shocks. So, could you wear, in other words, I have, a person has his own clothing. That's all you need, is one pair of clothing, right? But now you go around, you don't have a cart. So what's the cart? Your body's the cart. So you put on pieces of, and it's shotness. What's your kavana? Your kavana is to sell. You don't need it to for your own body.
You're doing it to model it.
You're doing it to, yeah. You're transporting it. You're not even modeling, you're transporting it. So he says, Mochrei Ksus, look at Rashi, look at the Gemara. Mochrei Ksus, Mochrin Kedarkan. Rashi, Mutofim Ksus Kalayim, the Amos Kavin Lahanos Levisha. In other words, you could wear it, you could wear the shotness. You could wear the shotness. You know, in other words, you put it on your body. It's a second layer, a third layer, a fourth layer. As long as you don't have kavana that to protect you from the sun or protect you from the rain. Okay? So the question is, but so what? Lamaisa, it is protecting you from the sun. It is protecting you from the rain. Right? So the Ran in the Chulin asked this question from page 4. So the Ran says an unbelievable thing, Lagabe, this, take a look at the second arrow. He says, he quotes that Gemara Pesachim, you see in the second arrow, goes to Pesachim Chavav, Mokhik Tzus, Mokhik Vashu, Luiz Chavdu, Bacham, Ne'acham, Kachom, Ne'acham, Vosom, Vade, Mati, Lehano. But he's definitely getting Hano. Look, if you have, if it's raining, and now you have 4 layers of clothing on you, so it'll protect you. And when the cave of the law mechavin law, lo chashvina lamidi. But you're not mechavin. Because what are you mechavin? You're a salesman. So it happens, in other words, I'm a salesman, and I'm going to go in the street and sell. Now it happens to be it's a rainy day today. So it happens to be that I'm going to get the benefit because I have 4 layers of clothing on top of me, so it's a rainy day, so it's good for me. Or it's a very sunny day, so it'll stop the sun from beating down upon me. So I'm benefiting. I'm definitely benefiting, but I'm not mechavin. So what's the din if you're not mechavin? It's dov sheinu mechavin. But if we know by dov sheinu mechavin, if it's definitely going to happen, what's that called? Psik reisha. So psik reisha is usur. So what's the heter? So he says, this is the heter. Kevad lo mechavin lo chashvin lo midi. That when it comes to what? To hana, the din of secretion doesn't apply. Here, take a look at further line. Go further up. First word on the line is who? The kaimalon, the motor of shim secretion lo yomus, lesa. That when it comes to Hana, even though it's a psik resha, it's mutter.
In other words, if, like, by Chil Shabbos, if I'm going to pull the thing and it's going to cause a dent, and I know it's going to happen, it's also because it's a secretion. Because that's not an Issa Hanah, that's an Issa Malach on Shabbos. But when the issue is a question of Hanah, as I reckon Harari said, that when Hanah is only Osir if you did a Maisa and your main purpose was getting the Hanah. You need a Maisa of, as Rav Shachter Bunch said, of Lekichas Hanah. But if Hanah just happens parenthetically, it's not your main purpose, then Hanah doesn't apply. Right. So 1 second. So he says like this. So when it comes to wearing shatnez, and the idea is, like Rosh Hashanah pointed out, it's assuming you can't have a levisha shel Hanah, but you're not machaving to get Hanah. You're just doing it to what? To sell. So as long as you're not machaving, even though lemaisa you're getting Hanah, it's mutter. One second. So the same thing says the Yeshua's Yaakov, the Halakha Yeshua's Yaakov. And then I'll take the questions. Because I just want you to see what the Halakha Yeshua's Yaakov says. On page 12. The Halakha Yeshua's Yaakov says, Uladaiti, on the left side. 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down from the beginning of the big lines. You see that? Uladaiti, Hadover Tolly Bediver Aram, Shekosov Dachlini Kalayim Kaimel of the Mutter Lovshok of the Lahavir Hameches. Say, for example, you have to pay taxes on clothing that you bring in, wherever you bring. But only the clothing that you bring in. Whatever you wear, you don't have to pay. So, and here, you're wearing it just to not have to pay the taxes. But you're wearing shatnez. The mutter lovshon kedei laver hameches, or mechor yitzus, the kaimel shemochur kedarker, uvachal yitzkavnu, sheik sheran, havi psikreishu, v'teretz devor she'en osur mach mishum hanok, she'enu miskavi lahanoso, v'choshiv hanok. He came, who adin b'zeh mishkavi lahavi arzuama. So in other words, what are you trying to do? You want to get rid of the what? The dirt, the sweat. And what's going to happen in the end? You're going to feel good. So says the Yeshua Yaakov, so why is it mutter? It's Hanah then. No, but you weren't mechaving for the Hanah. Lo chashiv Hanah. Yeah. Who was he saying? You tell me.
Neither.
Let's see, 1 second. I'll see if you have some litanum. Right, he's saying a good point. There was, who was he really saying, like? Because if, according to his svara, that even sicha should be mutter if it's lavir azuma. Because if you say, like the Magen Avraham, that it's mutter lavir azuma, that's by water, by shower. But sicha, everyone agrees, is asa. So l'chora, how does this svara work?
Sicha is intrinsic tano, that's what we learned before.
So therefore, you considered, that's not considered Eidu Bechavi.
Right.
When you put Sicha, Moreno HaKatan says, when you put Sicha to your body, that's... That's not Eidu, that's putting Hana. That's Bechavi LaHana. Even though you're doing it with Zuma. Water is not necessarily Hana. No. He's saying, you're asking Kasha, so how come the Shulchan Aruch paskens that Sicha is also in the Mahavir Azuama? But this is full Hana, but if you weren't Mahavi, and it should be considered Psikresha, and Psikresha is Mutter by Hana. So he's saying, no. This Psikresha means it's a dog shade of Skavi, but it's a Psikresha. But what I think what Rav Katan is saying is that by Sicha, it's not called Dovashayim Miskavi.
You're Miskavi.
Even though you're Miskavi for Hana, for Zuama, Sicha is so intrinsic that you can't view it as a separate thing. Like Rav Shecht always says, Dovashayim Miskavi means you do two things. You do two pa'ulos. You're schlepping and you're also digging. So you can view it as two pa'ulos. That's the Dovah Shein Miskavi. But by Sicha, you don't view it as what? As two pa'ulos. By water, you can say it's two different pa'ulos. It's the taking away of the schmutz and then getting hadar. By Sicha, it's one thing. So Sicha is always going to be awesome. The shayla is, what's the heter for what? For washing, according to the Magen Avraham. Doesn't it give Hana? So he's saying, no, there the Hana is the main. Ad Psikresha. There's no Psikresha in my Hana. Because Hana, you have to. The Isra Hana is the having to get the Hana. It's a different getter. So, because we see in sharpness, you can wear sharpness, but you didn't have Hana. I mean, we didn't see the issue. Wait, I just want to see that. Okay, now I'm ready to hear you out.
Okay, I think it's a very, one can ask a lot of kashas on this proof from Zanis. Because Shatnes, you have Losilbash, we have a lot of heterim about things. For instance, you're going to buy a new suit, you're allowed to try it on before you know whether it's Shatnes, because it's not the Taras Al Bosha. The same thing here. The guy is wearing the stuff in order to take it out. It's not Al Bosha, it's not the Taras Al Bosha. So this case may not be a binyanah.
But the Maisa, he's what?
I understand, but it's not Al Bosha. It doesn't come under the...
Right, so therefore there's no segregation. This is a big machot.
It doesn't go silbash. Just like you're trying a suit.
But he's saying, if you assume that you need it, like Rosh Hashanah Kortei, you need a levisha sheish bo ano,
there's a machot. Right.
But whether you need the Visha Sheyesh Bo Hana. But if you hold the Visha Sheyesh Bo, Rav Shechter claims that the question of whether you're allowed to try it on or not is what? Is this question. That if you hold that Levisha, only the Visha Sheyesh Bo Hana is Aser, then this is not the Visha Sheyesh Bo Hana. If you hold even the Visha Sheyesh Bo Hana is Aser, then Rav Shechter goes down to attack it Aser.
Right. So you cannot bring a raya from the case of the guy wearing
No, but he's saying according to the Shita that you need Levisha Sheish Bo Hana,
And the reason why the Ram is bringing it, you're timing it, the Ram saying it's Nid Lavi Shishesh Bo Hanoah.
Right.
And since you're not having to the Hanoah, then it's put as the creation, there's no situation with Hanoah. The Ram. If you assume that you need a Lavi Shishesh Bo Hanoah,
to be high of Shabbos.
And here, you're getting Hanoah, but you're only doing it for another reason. You're a salesman. You can do it every day. Today it happens to be, it's rainy. So you're going to get a benefit that you're going to go outside and you won't be drenched because you're wearing 10 layers of coat.
Right.
In other you're wearing 10 layers of coat. And right. You're at MetLife and you're freezing.
Right. Been there, done that. One other thing. Like Is this one of the heterim some people use to be tovel on Shabbos on a hot mikvah?
We have a whole thing about tovel on a hot mikvah. So,
not Yom Kippur, Shabbos.
Oh yeah, Shabbos.
It's like gezeiras habalonim.
Okay, we're gonna get the hot mikvahs. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Yeah, Rav Poppers. What did you want to say? Vazuk, Rav Poppers.
When you take a shower and the shower is cold, you don't get enough.
What about the summer?
Whatever it is. I don't get a lot of cold air.
Right, you like hot showers.
Right. So let's say.
So therefore what?
Cold water. Same way, cold water. So I clean myself. I don't want to go through it, right? So then the two aren't connected anymore. I'm not getting up anymore. How can you say if the two are completely connected if there's a situation where they aren't?
Well, what's the Hana? The Hana is. You're removing the schmutz. But even if you took a cold shower, let me say this to you. Even if you took a cold shower, right? And during the time it was painful. It was a cold shower. But at the end of the day, you're clean. So you're getting hanah from that also.
A little.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because of this, of course.
No, one second. So you want to say, why should it be usher to be Parish Bei
Vachai? Yeah, maybe
it's something else, some other element. Parish Bei Vachai, it should be Mutter. You're saying it should be Mutter because it's he wants to get out. Not that he wants to. Get the Hanah and the Shmivut. It's a good kasha.
Is there a...
That's a good kasha.
Why this Haposha, Rebbe? Are you mechuyev to opt for a permissible way to transport the clothing? Are you mechuyev to...
Doesn't seem that way.
To sidestep?
No. He says you're allowed to go mochri tzus mochri kedakin. So mochri tzus. You say you could go.
Even if there's
so that's the Ranzi Sod. When it comes to Isser Hanoah, even if it's and you're not mechavi to it for the Hanoah, but it's a psik reisha, it's mutter. Oh, but Efsher is what you see. So that's what he says. One second. The question is he saying that maybe the Ran, it could be he's saying something else also. It could be he's saying that in Ochanami, according to the Shita of the Ran, then Sikha would be Mutter also. Right.
Right, but
The Rebbe said also Rach Lachitz of Sikh Shaltana, because also Lavra Zuma is Mutter. Even, right, it seems that, right, it was against the Shulchan Aruch. What?
Right,
in other words, he's saying, it could be the Shulchan Aruch says we don't pass them like this run. Right, the question is whether we passed it like this, Ron. The Ramah? Right. Right, but the Chabad says what?
Chabad says not.
Then what? What does he say? Meaning you can't, he doesn't talk about trying on, he talks about let's look at Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. You're a day.
Rabbi, do we say Pesach Reisha, the one Nikola is Mutter?
That's the Aruch Shita.
Just the Aruch,
right? Yeah.
How could the Aruch say that if we say that Davar Shein is Kavin, that's Pesach Reisha, is Aser? Not like the
realm. Yeah.
According to the Shita that says Davar Shein is Kavin, if you know it's going to happen, it's inevitable, it's Aser because of Pesach Reisha.
Right.
Right. So let's say if you're going around like a bench or something, you're dragging a bench, you know it's going to happen, so that would be a Pesach Reisha. But how could the artist say that in that case, that Pesach Reisha is the one Nifalei? Because at the end of the day, it's still inevitable, right?
Yeah.
It's still going to happen.
Right, but so that's a whole discussion why that's true. Yeah. Why the Aruch passed inside.
You need to vada dragging the bench. You need to vada. There's no enough for dragging the bench.
Right, so that's why there's a din of secretion being awesome. This is not a hanah thing. But when it's a hanah, this is the round sheet. That's a question whether we pass it like this round. You want to. What is it? Just complete. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Let's see what he says. Okay. So he says in Hilchos Shatnas is here in the in Shin Aleph. So he says like this. Karm Sosos, right? Also, Lubosh Kalayim Fil Derchan Roy, Lubosh Kalayim, right? Tofik Sus, Tofik Kedarkan. Yeah, Uvachal is Kavim Kham Lecham. The Mokhut Sus, Mokhim Kedark, Lubosh is Kavim Kham Lecham. Shom Yutnek Shom. So, Shulchan Aruch says this halacha. Yesh, Matir, Nafil, Lubosh Kalayim, Kavim Lanoso. Don't you Lubosh Kalayim Avir Amechis? Okay, they'll have us be Dawson, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you could put the stuff on your. So the Shach says, see, Sif Hay says, "Lo yumash adam kolayim." I feel good enough as a mechas. You see, the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't wear clothing to avoid the taxes. But in Sivav he says you can do it for the gesham. What's the difference? So the Shach says the difference is like this: if you're actually wearing it, then it's awesome, because that's a ma'aser levisha, and you know levisha doesn't need anah.
If you're wearing it, then it's usr. But if you're putting it on top of you and you're not wearing it, that's halal. So then, like Rav Shakta pointed out, so then it's only if you're mechaveh. So that's could be the difference. So the Ran, so it could be that if you're wearing it, it's gonna be usr. Because lemaisa you're wearing it. Lemaisa you're wearing it. Shalof shall be kavana derech malbush. Okay. Okay, so that's the Yeshua Yaakov. Now there's another piece in the Yeshua Yaakov that but this is the Yeshua Yaakov is fascinating. He was saying if you really hold like the Ran, so then unless you say like what Rabbi Katan said. That maybe Sicha is, you don't even call that a Dovr Shedim Skavim. Because there's a difference between, Rav Shechel always says, Dovr Shedim Skavim has to be two pu'ulos. If it's not two pu'ulos, like dragging and digging. So you can view that as two pu'ulos. But it could be that Sicha is, even though you have Kavana for Lahauzia Azuma, the Hana aspect is too intertwined. Right. It's too intertwined. So that's not considered a Dover Shaydu Miskavi. That's like a Dover HaMechavi. Right. So the Shus Yaakov's Mashra, like Ferrari said, that maybe he would matter even Shultanim. But Lumaisa, Shulchan Aruch Asr Shultanim. So if you still want to accept the Shus Yaakov's Yisod, you can make that distinction like.
No.
Right. Shulchan Aruch says you can take out.
You can do
mud.
You can take mud.
Can you take zuma out? That's the machlokes. Okay, so I'd like to show you the Rabbi Chanan. Let's take a look at the Rabbi Chanan. Take a look on page 5. On the bottom left. The Tzarek Loma Lefi Zed, the Mashachilik Haran, Be Yisura Achil, Yisura Na, Time of the Milsuhu Mishum, the Dafka Be Yisura Achil, Yisura Hu Ala Maisa, Bitzar Atzma, Avshilo Nasa Al Yidea Onam. Aval bisur hanah isur rakim ha'adam nena mehem. V'lo im igia elav hanam me'ela. That was what we said before. In other words, he's saying, if you have nisur achila, so if you ate, you ate. Right? You ate it, you ate it. But hanah is not about whether you had Hana or not. Hana is about whether you wanted to take the Hana. There was, and we'll learn the Gemara Pesachim. Hana ba me'ela, that's not what the Torah asked. The Torah asked doing a maisa of lekichas hana. That's what's on the run. Achila, the Torah asked, if you eat, to eat. In other words, but Afshalod Nasis of the Adam, Aval B Surah Noha Isurak im Ha Adam Nene Mehem Velo im Higi Elov Hano Meela Meeleha. The Bazello Hikpida Torah. And if you assume the Chinas is also like that, then it's the same idea. That if I'm wearing the shatnas for another reason other than hana, then I didn't do a maisa for the lekichas hana. I did it for the taxes. I did it for something else. So that's the sort of that's how the Rabbi Chanan explains that hana is not the reality of hana. The hana is what? Is because you did a maisa of lekichas hana. Because you would have thought hana is the mitzvah. I have hana. But he's saying that that's not what hana, the iser hana in the Torah. That's, and therefore there's no dimsikration. Because psikration means I didn't machaving for this. It's just that the reality is it's happening. Think about it. No. It's a din in the maisa that you have to have had a maisa that you did something because you wanted to get hana. But if you didn't do it because you want to get hana, then no. Right. Now the shayla you asked from the Gemara in Shavuos is a good shayla. That was the halacha. Those that didn't learn Hilchas Nida, the halacha is that if somebody was together with his wife, and then she became a Nida in the middle of the relations, so the halacha is that you have to wait till you lose the erection and then come out. You can't come out while you're erect, because if you come out while you're erect, so then that gives. There's a hana that you get if you come out while you're erect. So you have to lose the erection and then come out. So he's asking, why do you have to do that? According to this Ran, if you want to leave right away, you should be able to leave right away. Even though you're going to get the hana, but Lemaise, you want to do it because you want to leave. So why should that be usher, according to the Ran? That was his kasha. It's a good kasha.
Did
you say that
we
minimize the amount of time now that there is? That get what's discussed? Yeah. But we're saying that the mice, that's by eating. They're saying that you should be able to go around. Because if you're saying like the Ran, if you're having your different reasons, it should be okay. Okay, the kasha is a good kasha. He's saying that, right, we'll talk about that, maybe we'll do that tomorrow, but, okay. Yeah.